Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy is back. Yay!
You're the lone voice.
Man, I want to talk about Kevin Nicholson. He dropped out of, you know, the race for governor on the Republican side of the ticket. Does that surprise you?
Well, it does surprise me. What I know about Kevin Nicholson is that he's got great political ambition. You know, he was a young Democrat.
Right.
Went in the military, came out, decided to run for one office after the other. Every time I've seen him at various events, including social events, he's running for office. He's handing out cards. He's talking about, and his main credential for running for office,
which he's a military guy.
Short was that he was a military guy, a military vet. I don't know. My suspicion is he's running for something else.
You know, the fact of the matter is, the guy's photogenic, right? I mean, that somehow matters in politics. I've never understood why that matters, but I guess
well,
it
does. Being a radio personality, right?
No, man, come on. But it just to me, I've never understood that, but I guess going back to John F. Kennedy, that was always something that mattered, what the guy looked like, but what the person looked like had some bearing on whether or not they...
Well, I think charisma has everything to do with everything of what the person's gestalt.
Well, Donald Trump didn't have any charisma.
Well, I guess he did for something.
Yeah. But anyway, Kevin Nicholson is out, and now it's Rebecca Clefish and
Tim Michaels. Yeah.
And so what are your thoughts on Tim Michaels now? I mean, he's been around. We've seen him now. But I think when a guy is afraid to debate, I think that says something about a guy, right?
Maybe, I think it's a little early in the. I think we're getting.
You mean to be debating?
We're beginning to get to short strokes here, and maybe it's just too early to debate. Maybe he's just deferring that until the field is narrowed down to whoever.
Yeah.
And as between the two of them, I'm not sure how what's the.
I think
Michaels. People don't know a lot about Michaels. He does have a very successful company. He's moved headquarters to Milwaukee. That's a nice thing. I don't have a feel for it. You know, I happen to think that Evers has done a pretty good job. And so I think when the short strokes come down in the election and people have to start talking about what's good or what's bad about Wisconsin, they're going to have a little trouble painting a bad picture of Evers.
That's kind of surprising, Sandy. Because Tony Evers is not the kind of guy, when you see him and when you hear him, that you get those goosebumps about. He's a hardworking guy who, you know, there's no fluff, no flash.
Well, maybe ultimately people will like that. I'm not sure people like the whole political process that much. And when someone seems to be outside the norm of politics and seems to be delivering for the state, I'm not sure that charisma and flash would be what's required. So I do think the incumbent has the advantage of running on their record if they have a pretty good record. And as far as I can tell, Wisconsin's doing pretty damn well right
now. Governor Evers is delivering for the state. And even people on the red side of things know that things are going pretty good for them. They certainly don't want to take the risk, right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You know, so my hope is that kind of thought process will prevail once we get down to the election process.
And we do need the stability right now, wouldn't you say?
Instability, what with the Supreme Court actions recently.
Which we're going to talk about ad nauseam.
What I talked about on the show when you weren't here was this lack of stability in the U.S. society that's real troublesome, you know. And I think it's the things that the Supreme Court has done and the political conduct of the last 5 to 10 years has removed a great deal of the dependability and stability of the U.S. system.
You know, Sandy, it is more and more frustrating because there's more and more instability every day.
Yeah.
And so you just keep wondering. We know we're in the early stages of some things. You know, my wife and I were going to look for a car on yesterday, and we noticed that the dealers weren't willing to move not one red cent.
No.
Off of, I mean, not one red cent.
I mean, well, there's a shortage of cars, so figure it out. If he doesn't want to buy it for that price, someone else will.
Yeah, and so, but you start realizing, because if you haven't done it in a while, and we've gotten used to zero interest rates over the last, 5 years?
Yeah.
And all of these things, and we've grown accustomed to that part of our lives. And we thought, hey, I kind of like this way of life. And now we realize just how fleeting, and we should enjoy that for the moment. But we thought it was life, and it's...
Well, yeah, particularly the business cycle is something you can't depend on for the long term, and that's why people who've been through a number of business cycles save money, you know, and have a little pot of gold someplace that keeps them feeling secure. I mean, there's lessons in life, but you know, some of the erratic conduct of government recently. Taking something like Roe v. Wade. Now, people can argue about whether Roe v. Wade was determined in the right fashion originally, because it did startle everyone in 1973 when the decision came down and suddenly abortion was legal, and that was a surprise to the world and to us. But we've had 50 years of that regime, right? And society has built itself around that norm. And now to have that norm ripped away is very destabilizing. And so in many respects, one of the reasons why court decisions are followed based on precedent is this idea of reliability and dependability. And apparently that doesn't count anymore.
So listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams is back, and it's so good to see him. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. You know what else is great about this song?